welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 614. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started off there with a rambunctious one. That is Bishop's Green from Vancouver, BC. The song We Decide. That's on a six-song 12-inch called Waiting that came out June 23rd on Pirates Press Records. Some wonderful oi there. The B-side is all live tracks from the band's initial 2013 album, but three new songs on the A-side, and it's worth picking up. Let's see. I got music for you this week. Let's play some. This is Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers with Girls Sport.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound. When that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge. sweat blood when the sun comes through. Thick mist on the pond before the temple. Headed down for the final rendezvous. Everybody ready for justice. Just another mile to go. But the strings will keen and the horns will cry when it's just me against the sky.
Up this mini set there with the Mountain Goats. The song Training Montage off the band's new album Bleed Out just came out last week, August 19th on Merge Records. John Darnell is based out of Durham, North Carolina nowadays. The song's a little bit rock and roll. The album's a little bit rock and roll, produced by Alicia Bagnano from Bully. And what? And so there's some good songs on there. And you want to give that a listen. If you're a fan, you're a fan. If you're not, well, I'm not sure this is the album that's going to sway you to the dark side. Before that, we heard from Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, best name ever, with the song Girl Sports. That's on an EP called Pretty Good for a Girl Band that they put out themselves on May 13th. It's a digital-only affair. You can find that on Bandcamp. At least that's where I found it. That band's based out of Canberra in Australia. Looks like they don't have anything official out yet, just digital stuff, but I think that should change because, boy, that's a really good EP. Anyway, I've got more music for you here. How about a Who cover? This is Marianne with a Shaky Hand. It's done by the Anderson Council.
Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. Oh, Marianne. Suddenly seen Marianne with the shaky hand. What they done to a man? No shaky hands. Mary is so pretty, the prettiest in the land. Guys come from every city just to shake her shaky. She reads books.
The Scooters from Los Angeles with the song Someone Tonight. That was on the band's 1980 album Young Girls, released on EMI Records. It has never been re-released, but you can still find copies out there of the original vinyl or CD. Just an excellent power pop album, but as the title suggests, lots of songs about young girls. A little creepy. Before that, we heard from the Anderson Council covering The Who's Marianne with the Shaky Hand. That's on a new compilation called Jim Records Celebrates Pete Townsend. Came out August 5th of this year on Jim Records, oddly enough. That band based out of Highland Park, New Jersey. Been around for about 20 years. They have a good discography, but I don't know a whole lot about them. But I'd like to, because they do a wonderful version of that song. Originally, I think, on Who Sell Out. Released a number of times by The Who in a lot of different arrangements. I think this band found one that works for them. And that's just a power pop delight. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I got more music for you, some new stuff here. This is Les Whisper with the song, I Don't Know What I Would Do Without You.
Get the message. knife and chip, yes, but who got there first? I would do my best if I could only get a small print slot at the fest. Time stands still when the filthy rain falls down on me, on me, on me. Full of life, you know they have eyes to see, but they don't want to see. They don't want to see.
Listener of the podcast, you recognize that voice as Glenn Donaldson, better known as the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, based out of San Francisco. That song is called The Future is Just More of the Same, and it's on a new 8-song album called Still Clouds at Noon. Digital only right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if it find its way to vinyl at some point. Just came out a couple weeks ago, July 29th. Before that, we heard from Let's Whisper with the song I Don't Know What I Would Do Without You. That's on the band's new album, The In-Between Times, which will be out next week, August 26th, on FICA Recordings, that band based out of Burlington, Vermont. Lots of regulars there, folks from Ladybug Transistor, and of course led by some folks from Smittens, and with on drums, my friend Brad, who had no idea he was in that band until I got that album. Just wonderful, wonderful twee indie pop there. Anyway, we're out of time. Let me wrap things up, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 614. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, it's going to be busy. On the 23rd, we have She Passed Away at Boulevard Nights. That's a weird venue for that little goth show. On the 27th, Arson Class is playing at the Mini Bar, or Daniel Gum is playing at Manor. On the 29th, Jack White is at the Starlight. 2nd of September, Idols is at the Truman. On the 3rd, we have Emmeline Twist at the Bottleneck. On the 7th, Lemonheads are playing at the Madrid. I think I've been seeing that the date may have moved already. I don't know. On the 7th, we also have LJ and the Sleaze coming to Easy Inn. That should be a sleazy night. On the 9th, the Wet Leg is coming to the Truman. On the 10th, Get Up Kids are coming to Lemonade Park. On the 11th, Spider is coming somewhere. I need to figure out where that is so you can get your black metal fix. Or on the 12th, Moonspell is playing at Kanata. There's some metal for you. William Elliott Whitmore that same night at the Bottleneck. On the 13th, Sunny Day Real Estate is coming to Liberty Hall, or Testament is coming to the Truman. On the 14th, Jimmy Eat World at the Uptown, or Surfboard at Record Bar. On the 16th, Vitreous Humor at Bottleneck. 17th, Pale Waves are coming back to Record Bar. Pavement on the at the Uptown on the 20th, or Melvin's at the Record Bar. 21st, Built to Spill at the Granada, or North by North at Club Sandwich. Of Montreal is at the Granada on the 22nd. The 23rd, we have Gaslight Anthem at the Midland. 24th, Dinosaur Jr. at the Truman. Or the Bishops are playing at the Brick. 26th, Emmeline Twist at Minibar. 27th, The Cult at the Uptown. And all the way, October 1st, Ice Age at the Record Bar. Look at the website. Not much new out there. I should have some photos and videos of recent shows up, but nothing in the last week. Been a busy week for me. Out on vacation, traveling around Boston, join myself. Anyway, I got one track left for you here. It's by Vintage Crop, a band from Melbourne, Australia. The song I play is called Drafted. It's on the band's new album, Kibitzer, which came out June 24th of this year on Anti-Fade Records. It's a post-punk record with some talking vocals and lots of twitchiness, and just, it's a really good album to listen to. There's not a lot of songs on here that I'm like, oh, that is the best song in the world, but the whole album is just full of songs, and I'm like, that is a good song. So let's end things here. This is Vintage Crop with the song Drafted. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Quiet to do what's